Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Merry Christmas from the Law and Ordeals podcast. We have a special Christmas-themed episode for you today. I'm J.R. Radcliffe from Now News Group.
And I'm Lainey Seiler, also from Now News Group.
We like to sift through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports, and this week is no different. We've got some good ones, Lainey.
Oh, we do indeed. There's some Grinch. There's some maybe some Christmas vacation-like snafus in here.
It's perfect.
Die Hard. No, wait, not Die Hard.
We have a little bit of Jesus.
A little bit of Jesus.
That's important. We like to bring the Jesus into the Law and Ordeals. So we're going to start in Germantown.
All right. A passerby at about 6 a.m. December 1st called police to White Pine Court to report that a driver drove a car through someone's lawn, hitting Christmas decorations and dragging them through the street. Officers found the car abandoned on Berrywood Lane with the decorations still attached. The owner said his car was taken without permission during the night.
This is definitely out of a Christmas vacation movie. You can see this happening very,
very much. It does sound like it's straight from a movie.
If you wake up that morning and you're a child and it isn't Christmas Day, but it's December 1st, you're thinking, you see a car driving by with all those decorations, you've got to think that's Santa.
Oh, for sure.
It's perfect.
Sleigh. Decked out sleigh.
Yes. Although, you know, a stolen sleigh.
Stolen and then abandoned.
And abandoned. That had to be one of the more unusual Christmas monuments.
Like, it had to be a kid. That's my assumption.
If you see that and you're the police, and this probably happens not just during Christmas time, but in general, you've got to fight the urge to just get out your cell phone and take a picture of that.
Oh, my God. There has to be photo evidence. Like, personal. Yeah. It's too funny that it's stuck still to the car.
Jesus paid a visit to Brookfield. A male claiming to be Jesus tried to purchase $3,200 with declined credit cards on December 13th at Lackey Enjoys. Police responded to a complaint that the man was still wearing the store's merchandise. Earlier, the male was singing loudly about the Messiah and was asked to stop. The male said he was waiting for someone to bring him money to buy the items. Earlier in the week, the man picked out $6,000 worth of material at a farm in Fleet and said he would be returning to pay for the merchandise. The man claimed he was going to build a recording studio and open up his own dojo.
This is like Zen Jesus dojo.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Jesus should be doing.
I agree.
Finding, you know, Lackey Enjoys merch and Farm and Fleet, opening
and
up a dojo, man.
Singing about himself, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt. That is.
I want to know what song it was or if he just made up his own.
It would definitely be One of Us by Joan Osborne. 90s jam. If God had a name, what would it be? Would you call it to his face if you were faced with him? I mean, there's some interesting questions in that song. Hey, what happens when, so like in the Bible, not to get super religious, but like people had to be convinced that Jesus was a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if some guy, I mean, random strangers saying they're Jesus is immediately classified as crazy business, right? Like, that guy's a lunatic. What if it's not? I mean,
what if he's back, you guys?
Yeah, like in the Bible, that's all classified as like those were the believers. But today it's like, you're crazy. I mean, it's the dude is supposed to come back. He's supposed to come back according to, you know, the religious texts. How do we know for sure?
And what better place than Brookfield?
What better place than Brookfield? Mm-hmm. That's a nice town. It's clean. I mean, it seems like the type. The word dojo makes me laugh here. That's the best part of this whole thing. He wants to open a recording studio and a dojo. Those are two dissimilar things that somehow work together perfectly.
It does.
Because Jesus is involved. I love it. What about Muskego?
In Muskego, about midnight December 10th, police came across a vehicle on Racine Avenue driving slowly with its hazards on. The vehicle had run over a Christmas tree on the freeway. The tree was stuck under the vehicle and the driver was trying to make it home.
This is fabulous, first of all. First of all, I can picture the expression on this dude's face. He's like, I hate Christmas. It's ruining my life. It is literally dragging me down because it's stuck underneath my car. I could totally see that. Second, bummer to the family who lost their Christmas tree on the freeway. Third of all, if... I'm trying to imagine how you operate a vehicle with this. I mean, there's just got to be a noise. Like, there's got to be some major problems. Just get out of the car and check it out, right?
I don't know. I know, right? Like, maybe not on the freeway, but definitely pull over.
Yeah, pull over, man. I mean, I would think I have a flat tire. That would be my first thought. So you at least want to go out and check it out and call AAA or something. Somebody can help you get a Christmas tree out from underneath your car.
You could do some damage to the undercarriage there.
Yes, that is too much Christmas for the undercarriage of your car, people. Let's go to Brown Deer. Police on December 15th tracked down a burglar, a Grinch, in the village, literally following his trail. The incident ultimately resulted in the arrest of a 43-year-old man. He tried to break into someone's home. They found fresh tracks in the snow that led from the perp's car to a white Cadillac, which was parked nearby. He was in the front seat. When officers ordered him out of the car, he fled to the tree line and hid, according to the complaint. Police followed him, apprehended him during a brief struggle. He tried to disarm one of the officers, which got interesting there, and investigators ultimately recovered several stolen items from his home, some of them Christmas presents, near the tree line where Rayford hid in his car, where this guy hid in his car. That is according to the complaint. What a Grinch.
I know. I mean, and dumb.
Also very stupid. People, Criminal 101. I feel like we should just have a class. Criminals 101. If you're going to steal stuff from people, make sure it's not snowing out. You're going to leave some tracks. Or like,
Driving.
Right,
hello.
Right. Don't leave a trail to where you're easily caught. This is so easy. Why can't the criminals just figure this stuff out, Lainey?
I don't know. I mean, it's hilarious because he was like just sitting in the front seat. You're like,
he was.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah,
I mean,
no one will think to find me here.
Offering advice to criminals, but it's just dumb.
It is. And I mean, even I would say they'll rule out snowfall crime because, you know, unless you're going a long way, there's still tracks left in the snow here for at least a short while until you get into major roads and whatnot. And there's a ton of tracks. But just feel like when you're walking around in the snow, you got to think you're leaving some pretty clear evidence of your whereabouts. Mm-hmm. You might want to think about coming back in a couple days after it thaws.
It's true. All right, moving over to West Allis to our hero of the day.
I love West Allis.
There is a burglar in town who wishes he never stepped foot in the 71st Street home of 95-year-old veteran Marine and his daughter, who is just as fearless. The World War II vet of the War in the Pacific wrestled the alleged burglar to the ground. Then his 51-year-old daughter chased the burglar over fences and through yards and finally caught him six blocks away. Amazing.
Awesome. This is one of the bigger stories on our site this week or last week. I'm not sure on the timeline, but jsonline.com/communities is the place to check this stuff out. Not a Christmas story per se, but just a good feel-good moment in
He's
the Christmas season. 95-year-old Marine not taking it from somebody trying to break into the home. And his 51-year-old daughter is not having it either. That guy is toast.
That's right. You had stand no chance against this West Allis family.
Yes. Awesome story. And just, you know, I wouldn't mess with a Marine, no matter the age. So to review, criminals who are listening to the Law and Ordeals. And by the way, thank you for listening each week probably on iTunes. Appreciate that. Don't rob things when you're in the snow. Definitely don't drive through Christmas displays when you're trying to get away. And definitely don't bother Marines. Do a little homework and probably stay away from those households.
They usually have stickers.
Marine is like what they have it in the window, like your ADT, where you have your burglar system. Like Marine,
you don't need a burglar
alarm.
Beware
of Marine. I mean, that's probably the sign that you're going to see out there. Lainey, what are you doing on this Christmas, on this holiday season? Where are you headed?
I'm headed home to Omaha.
Oh, Nebraska. It's very lovely this time of year.
It is lovely.
What do you do in Omaha?
We, you know, do everything that everyone does. Watch football and eat and open presents.
Do people ask you that a lot? Like, what is there to do in Omaha? I mean, because Omaha is a nice town. It's new. It's, you know, nice.
It's wonderful. It's the best city ever.
Yeah, it's almost that. Mm-hmm. So,
what about where you're going?
Oh, I'm going to Detroit. My wife's family is from Detroit.
Also the best city.
It's a city on the map in the Midwest, and I like the Midwest. So, yeah, it's a fine time. We go there just about every year. An assortment of children are involved. My son is 5, and he is going to be 6, but he's the oldest of, 7 grandchildren?
Ooh.
So a lot of screaming
knees.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So hopefully you also have a nice Christmas, crime-free, we hope.
We hope.
Crime-free is key.
Drive safely.
Yes, don't get into accidents. Don't run over Christmas trees on the open highway, and stay safe because it is the best time of year. So hopefully you enjoy from our Law and Ordeals family, namely the two of us, to you. Yeah. Hope you have a merry holiday.
Merry Christmas.
We'll catch you again soon on 2018. Lots more criminals to talk about in 2018. Have a nice one.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.